producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what we talk about around here. And as the gentleman says, it's your life, your problems, your issues, and that's what we focus on, which means that there's probably some impact you can have. Give me a holler, 855-993-7569. David, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I was in a year-long relationship, online long-distance relationship, and about a month or two ago, I discovered that he was a sociopath and that the entire relationship was basically a fraud. And my question to you is, after the time of me being away from him, why do I still have feelings and do I still love him after knowing what he's done to me?
Well, all right, let's back up a little bit. How old are you, David?
I'm 28.
Okay. Did you ever meet face-to-face?
We were going to this August, but things went downhill fast, so no, I didn't.
Well, I mean, look, you've got about four or five different questions all wrapped up in one today. So let's see if we can kind of dissect them and understand them a little bit better. Number one, sociopaths by definition are charming. I mean, that's part of the definition of a sociopath. And they're basically people who are not capable of empathy, but of great charm. And so they know exactly the things to say to make you feel great and exactly the things to say to make you feel terrible. And they tend to be dance-away lovers. So they sort of, they don't like themselves very well. And so they will charm you, but there's also that sort of underlying nasty, toxic part that says anybody who can't see through me, who really is charmed by me, is not very smart and doesn't, you know, and deserves to be hurt. So there's that really nasty component to their charm that is not obvious, but it's certainly one of the reasons why it's hard to get over a sociopath. You've added, unfortunately, to the situation by sort of allowing almost the perfect storm for a sociopath to sort of dominate in that it's online, long distance. So you've got no reality check there. The long distance relationships, by definition, are primarily fantasy, because even if you do get together, that you're spending so much time, so much greater proportion of time apart than you are together, that fantasies take over, and in the time when you're together, it just tends to focus on either sex or whatever it is that the two of you are doing together, and there's no, it's like being on perpetual vacation, that there's no how does this work in a normal life. So that's just part and parcel of a long distance relationship. So that adds to the sense of it's hard to get over what we call in the trade an LDR, a long distance relationship, because the payoff is always down the road. It's, okay, well, you know, we can't be together now, but in 6 months we will. When I divorce my wife, or when I get out of school, or when we get enough money together, or when my visa comes through, or whatever it is, whatever the explanation is. So that even though it's unsatisfactory at this moment, it may be fun, it may be sexy, it may be exciting, but it's not real because the payoff is always down the road. And because the payoff's down the road, it's very hard to get over those, because you think, well, okay, but down the road this will improve. That's inherent in the relationship. And then you've got the complication of online, where you don't even, you know, you have no idea. This person could be a different sex than they say they are. I mean, there's just no reality at all. And so you don't really, they can say anything. I actually remember at one point, it wasn't online, but it was somebody that I'd met someplace. And whenever I called, I got his machine. Mm-hmm. Didn't make any difference what time. And I thought, you know, I was whining to a girlfriend about it. And I said, you know, whatever I call, I've never gotten a hold of him. You know, it's always a machine. And she just looked at me straight in the eye and said, he's married. I said, well, you know, how can you say that? Why would he go out? I said, Joy, he's married. That he has a machine someplace. You know, machine costs, what, $15-$20? And now you don't even need that. All you need is a cell phone. And, you know, and call forwarding. And you know, that there's, you don't even need to call forward. Just don't answer it. It's got a caller ID on it. Said the real people have the ability to get in touch. So you had the perfect storm of really finding a situation in which it's almost like you're writing on your forehead, David, you know, stomp on my face. I mean, so let's back up and figure out how this happened to you, because you sure don't want it to happen again. Why were you willing to go in a year before seeing somebody face to face?
He was very, we talked on the phone a lot. We were very convincing, and I my first relationship, and I guess I was very naive and a trusting person, I guess.
Well, but isn't there the sense that you wanted to sort of see this person, to meet this person, to you know, see them, to eyeball them?
Well, I asked him within a month or two if we could meet, and he kept saying that, well, he has to find work and get time to come down there. And
well, David, you may be naive, but you're still 28 years old. Doesn't it occur to you? I mean, although I had a friend who said he's married. I mean, this is somebody who has a vested interest in not being seen.
Right.
And I mean, you know, that can, you can probably can be convinced of that for maybe, you know, maybe even a couple of months, but a year's a long time to be convinced that there's, you know, that, gee, we just can't quite get together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So look, let's not, when you say, what do you feel he did to you? What was the assault to you?
We were Facebook friends, and he would post things on Facebook about other people that he knew that I would not like or didn't want to see. And he kept doing it, and when I would confront him about it, he would say that I'm causing drama and this is jokes, and that I need to calm down. And then eventually, I couldn't take it anymore, and I told him that I just couldn't do this. And he said, I don't need this. And then he blocked me on Facebook, and that was the end of it.
Well, but David, you didn't even mention that part. You've got another factor in here, which is the public, you know, the public face of this, which is, it's not only am I not going to see you, not only am I going to keep it a fantasy relationship, not only is it long distance, but I can publicly manipulate you.
Right.
And he, not to mention, he manipulated you into breaking this relationship off. He was never going to see you.
I understand that now.
Look, he could be a you know, 104-year-old troll with, I mean, you know, a centipede. I mean, you have no idea who he is.
Right.
You fell in love, or you fell in whatever, with a fantasy. So understand, look, all of us are prone to fantasy. I mean, it's why these movies that are nonsensical make so much money, is that it gives us an opportunity to kind of transcend what sometimes can be kind of dreary lives. But the answer to it is not to invest in the fantasy. The answer to it is to invest in our lives so they're not dreary. So we're not playing Dungeons and Dragons. So we're not spending a huge amount of money on sex hotlines or on online or even flying to separate countries. That we sort of figure out, all right, David, obviously you're looking for someone to be in your life. And I have no objection to you going online to do it, but basically, I think you make a rule that says after 2 weeks, if I haven't met this person, goodbye. There's no reason, which means you date within a 25-mile radius of where you live,
mm-hmm.
that you include a picture, that you ask him to include a picture, and that you meet. And anybody who's not willing to meet, regardless of what the excuses are, dump them. And you don't have to dump them. You don't have to be mean. You just say, look, I'm interested in someone to hold my hand and you know, and to share a box of popcorn at the movies. And obviously you're into something else, so I wish you luck. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
But and in terms of why it's hard to get over it, the whole thing was fantasy. Fantasies are by definition hard to get over because there's no reality to them. There's no thing that says, okay, this is what's really true here. Let me put you on hold for a minute. You think about it, but understand that this situation couldn't turn out any other way. There's just no way it was going to. So let's figure out how to make sure it doesn't happen again and you get what you want in the next relationship. Right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. We're talking with David, who got himself in kind of a messy situation, but it was unfortunately predictably messy in that it was an online situation with long distance thrown in, went on for a year, and including a Facebook kind of way of making the whole thing public. And he said, you know, when you realize that you're with a sociopath, what do you do about it? And the answer is get out. But sociopaths are, by definition, charming. And so they're a little harder to get over. But just remind yourself that you're not looking for a fantasy. And my guess is if you were willing to go back to this, he'd probably be willing to go back to it, too, just because he's got nothing invested. You know, this is just a game as far as he's concerned. And sociopaths are incapable of understanding, or unwilling. I'm not sure incapable is, may give them more credit than is due, but unwilling to understand the effect that they're, to take any responsibility for their behavior, to understand the effect that their behavior has on someone else. All right, so David, the point is, go online, make a restriction within 25 miles of where you live, make sure that you meet somebody within the first couple of weeks, and off you go.
All right.
It doesn't guarantee that you won't get your heart broken a little bit, but look, by the time you take your last rattly little breath, there need to be a couple of scars on your heart, or you haven't taken enough risks.
I agree.
You know, but just don't walk into that. This is walking into a propeller blade. You don't need to do that again.
One more thing.
Sure.
I'm glad it's over. I really am, and I do want to get over him. How long will it take for me to feel a lot better?
Focus on other stuff. I mean, what you'll do is there are a couple things you can do. You can wear a rubber band around your wrist, and every time you think about him, you can snap it. Make sure the rubber band isn't so tight that your fingers are turning purple because you don't need the gangrene. But you'll get over it. I mean, and get yourself busy. Go do some volunteer activity. Go do something for somebody else. Go, you know, run around the park three times. I mean, just keep yourself active, and he's going to pop into your head, and that's okay. Because, look, the advantage of fantasies, there's nothing inherently wrong with a fantasy. It's just not real. So fantasies have a useful function in our lives to show us the difference between what we have and what we want. So what you want is a relationship with somebody who's responsive, who's available, who's loving, who's kind, who's funny, who's sexy. Who's what you settled for was the fantasy of all that. So understand that that's what you want, and figure out ways to make it achievable, which is to go online, 25-mile radius, make sure you're meeting people, make sure there's not a lot of drink involved or drugs involved, stay out of bed with somebody for a while so that you're understanding who they are as opposed to who you want them to be. Sex moves us at the speed of light past things we ought not to be moving past at all. So just, you know, you've learned from this. And it was really, I mean, you wasted kind of a year. But you figured out more what you want. You figured out what not to do. So off you go. I mean, you know, you pay, what is it, $65,000 a year or something to go as tuition to Harvard. This, just view this as the Harvard of your heart. And so you learn something. So learn from it and move on. Okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, David. 855-99-DR-JOY. All right. So Shane actually brought something to my attention. He said, can I share it with the listeners? And I said, yeah, I think it's great. So this was Shane's idea that there is so much negative news that we decided that we're not a news program. Although if something happens, we'll obviously inform you. You shouldn't be penalized because you listen to the program. But to sort of seek out stories that make you understand that there really are nice human beings. That news by definition is the unusual. But there is so much negativity in the headlines. I mean, it's very hard to find a story that says, actually there was one that unemployment is the lowest it's been in 8 years. Okay? Nobody's interested in that because, well, first of all, I think there's actually a fairly legitimate reason why people are not terribly interested in that. I think an awful lot of people are still struggling. And so hearing that the statistics are on their side doesn't necessarily make them feel a lot better. But Shane's idea was to put up a good news story every day. And we'll tell you about what happened as a result of that in a moment, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. Kathy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Gosh, I didn't think it would be that quick. This is wonderful.
Sometimes you just luck out, Kat.
I guess I did. Thank you for taking the call. I appreciate it. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome.
And thank you. And I have a question about my 9-year-old great-grandson.
Okay.
He lies.
Yep.
And he doesn't just lie. He doesn't tell little fibs. He tells big, elaborate lies. As an example, I had him this weekend, and I had to go out for a short while. I said, I want you to take your bath, Aiden. Take your bath and have it done by the time I get back, you know. And I came back, and I said, did you take your bath? Oh, yes. Yes, I did, he said. And you know what? He calls me Gigi. He says, Gigi, I got water all over the bathroom floor, but I went and got the mop, and I mopped it up so it's nice and dry so you don't even... And I said, well, that's great, Aiden. However... The towel that I laid out for him was there, dry as can be, the fresh washcloth, the soap, and I even touched the mop, and the mop was dry. He's done this since...
All right, wait, stop. Let's stay with this one temporarily. Well, let me ask you one question before this.
Sure.
Tell me about his family situation. Are parents together?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Does he have sibs?
Yes, he has two brothers. He's the oldest.
Okay. Okay. Well, that explains a little bit of it.
Okay.
Understand, basic rule of life. Everybody lies for the same reason. Everybody. Kids, grown-ups, whatever. To deal with the discrepancy between what is and what they wish was the case. All right? So that's the only reason to lie. You can say, well, it's for attention, but that's the same issue. Exactly the same thing.
Okay.
Or, you know, to not get caught. Same issue. The difference between what is and what you wish was the case. All right. So let's talk about Aiden and Bath. Apparently, Aiden doesn't like taking baths.
Oh, he hates taking baths, yes.
Okay. So you knew that going in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So saying, all right, so let's not set poor Aiden up, because that's kind of what you inadvertently did.
Okay.
You said to Aiden, I'm going to ask you to do something you don't want to do. I'm not going to monitor you. And Aiden's smart. He's not that smart because he's 9. So Aiden not only figured out from his point of view how to get out of this, but how to convince you that not only did he do this, but he made a mess and he got cleaned up. So he was going to get credit. I mean, Aiden's really smart, or at least attempting to be smart. He's going to get away. First of all, he's not going to have to do something he doesn't want to do. He's going to convince you that he did it, and he's going to get extra credit for cleaning up the mess that he supposedly made.
Right.
That's a smart child.
Yes.
Now, if Aiden spent as much time saying, Grandma, Gigi, I really don't like taking baths. Can we take a shower and get home? Can you squirt me with a hose? Aiden would be a happier camper. And that's what you're going to have to convince him.
Right.
Because what you can do, I mean, there are a couple of things you can do. Basically, there are people who are really good liars. Aiden, fortunately, is not. He's not, he doesn't think things through quite far enough. Because he could have, next time, he'll get the mop wet and he'll get the towel wet.
Yeah,
but
right.
That's not, our point is not to make Aiden a better liar.
Exactly.
The point is to help Aiden understand that you're much better off truthing up front and taking the consequences, because this is going to make a mess, all right? So what we're going to do is help Aiden understand one of the possible... Well, I guess part of what I want to know is, once you check the map, the mop, the towel, and the floor, and the tile, what you said, what Gigi said to Aiden. So stay tuned. We'll find out the next step. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that, and that's what Kathy has done. She has a 9-year-old who was over to her house, and she said, okay, Aiden, take your bath. And when he came home, said, wow, Gigi, I spilled water all over everything, but I mopped it up, and so great. And she said, no, he didn't. The mop was dry, the towel was dry, and the floor was dry. So, I mean, the good news about Aiden is that he has the makings of a sociopath, but he's not there yet. So, I remember, it was funny when you were talking, I remember my grandmother saying to one of my sibs, that's what you think, that's what you'd like to see have happened, what actually happened. So did you say something that once you checked out that everything was dry, did you go back to Aiden?
No, I didn't, because I thought I wanted to talk to his parents before I did anything. See, this isn't a new problem with Aiden.
No, I'm sure it's not.
The bathing is just, the most recent.
Sure. No.
From the time he was little. And at first, when he would come over and visit, he'd tell me these tall stories, and I believed him, old gullible me. And then, I would check with the parents. Oh, my God, did his little brother really break the television set? And,
okay.
What are you talking about?
Kathy, how much younger is his brother, his second brother, than he?
Aiden is 9. Wyatt is, he'll be 8 this year. He's 7 right now, and he's got, the youngest is 4.
All right, so about a year, what is it, that's a year, year and a half?
A little over a year between him and, okay, and next one.
Remember what I said at the very beginning, that this is a way to deal with the difference between what is and what Aiden wishes?
Mm-hmm.
Aiden, for a year and a half of his life, was the king.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, he's got this crummy little brother who comes and makes all this noise and takes mom away from him, and everybody makes a fuss over them. And so what Aiden wants to be is bigger than life.
Right.
So Aiden will be the hero of all his stories because Aiden is feeling displaced.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, this wasn't the first. I mean, first of all, he's good enough at it that he sort of figured out the ins and outs, except not terribly well. He's still 9. So your job is not necessarily to go to the parents about it, because they know, and hopefully they deal better with it, because you're grandma, and you're supposed to be a little more gullible.
Right.
But all you really have to say to Aiden, well, first of all, you don't put Aiden in a situation to lie, and presumably you knew this with your kids. If you said to your kids, you can't watch television until you've done your homework, did you do your homework, what answer do you think you're going to get?
Right.
I mean, we don't set kids up to lie to us, because it's very easy to do it. And as parents, we really don't think it through. That what you say to your kid is, when your homework's done, bring it to me, and then we'll talk about homework, or we'll talk about television. Or there's no television during the week. You can watch television on Friday night, assuming you've gotten all your homework done during the week. So you make rules that don't put kids in a position where they're going to lie. And saying, did you get your homework done? You can't watch television until you do. Of course, every kid in the world's going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Did you eat your vegetables? Sure. Well, if you know your kid hates vegetables, don't ask. Just tell them when their vegetables are done, they can have dessert. You don't ask a question to which you know the answer ahead of time, because your kid's going to lie to you. And then you're going to say what every parent since Adam and Eve have said, which is, it's not only that you didn't do it, but you lied to me. Well, of course they lied to you.
Right.
You gave them the opportunity to lie to you. So don't give them the opportunity. With respect to the bath, it's pretty easy. It was saying to Aiden, here's the deal. If you don't want to take a bath at my house, and you may, why does he hate baths? Do we know?
I don't know. This is kind of new with him, because he's always been real good about taking his bath.
Well, but so that's an interesting conversation to have of Aiden. I know you didn't take the bath. I'm not going to argue with you about it. Tell me why you don't like baths. Because you knew that going in. And if you know, Kathy, you're a grown-up human being. If you know Aiden hates baths, we don't know why he hates baths, which is a major, that's a major hole. We need to figure that out. He may be scared of the dark, and he's afraid to admit it. It may be he slipped. It may be that he got an erection. I mean, that's the whole thing about kids and adults, is that we're there to kind of help them through their fears. We don't know what the problem is, but you did know he hates baths. So putting him in a position to say, take a bath, when he wasn't going to be monitored, you and I could have predicted 100%. That he wasn't going to take the bath. Now, we may not have predicted the entire elaborate charade, but we knew he wasn't going to take a bath. And because he's smart, he probably was going to figure out something as well. The water wasn't working, or he forgot, or the phone rang, or that there was a monster that came out of the toilet. I mean, he was going to come up with something because he didn't want to take the bath.
Right.
And you weren't there to make him take the bath. And so he just saw a way out. So the deal, I think, with your relationship with Aiden, because it's not your responsibility to make sure that he never lies about anything. That's his parents' responsibility. But you can say to him, Aiden, I don't want you to lie to me. You and I need to be able to trust each other. And you're better off saying, Gigi, I don't want to take a bath, and tell me why, than to lie to me about it. So I'm going to try really hard not to put you in a position to lie, but I want you to try really hard to tell me the truth, because I want to be your friend. I want to be your grandma, and I'm not going to go to your parents about it anymore, because I don't think you should. That just is going to feel like ganging up. But, you know, you need to practice being honest with me, because you're not a terrifically good liar, and you're going to get caught, and then people aren't going to like you. And if I can't trust you, I'm not sure I want you at my house. And I love you dearly, and I want us to be friends. I want you to be at my house, so I need for you not to lie to me. And if you're in the habit of lying, which it sounds like you are, then you need to be able to count. First of all, I'm going to stop asking you questions like that, because that has to be your part, Kathy.
Right.
But to say, if you make a mistake and lie, then you need to come and tell me that you made a mistake and lie before I find out, so you and I can trust each other, and so you and I can be friends.
Sounds great. Sounds
okay.
Really great.
But part of it is that he and his family, he needs to be the hero. And so part of what you can do as his grandmother, but part of what his parents need to be doing as parents, is commending him for being the big brother, commending him for doing the right thing. Because it's not only, I mean, punishing kids for lying, I mean, they're either going to get better liars at it, or I mean, it doesn't deal with the underlying issue of why the need. What is it? What's the discrepancy between what is and what you wish was the case? What's the problem here? And nobody seems to be addressing that. And in this particular case, it's pretty straightforward and dramatic, because we know he hates taking baths. What we don't know is why he hates taking baths. That's your job.
Right.
And then if you can establish that level of trust with him, and, okay, well, so tell me you don't like taking baths. Do you want me to stay in the bathroom with you? Do you want me to spray you with a hose? You know, do you need to take a, I mean, you'll sort it out together.
Right.
But the idea that every time he tells you something it's not true, you're going to go to the parents, means he's not going to trust you. And that's what we're really talking about.
Yeah.
The good news is you don't have the primary responsibility of raising this kid, but you do have some responsibilities of not being gullible Grammy.
Yes, which I have been. Yeah.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I'm with you. I am the most gullible person walking on the face of this earth, to the extent that people tease me about it. And what I learned, one of the reasons I'm really good at helping you deal with this, is I had to learn to not ask the question. If I wasn't sure, what I would say is, if this happens again, this is going to be the punishment. Because if I said, even if I was 99% sure, and I said, did you do this? And I'd be lied to, and then I've got that terrible problem of, do I call this person a liar? What if they're not?
Yes.
And calling them a liar, all they're going to do is deny it or cry and say, you don't trust me. So that's, it's pointless. It gets no place. So if I'm 100% sure, 100, then I say, all right, you're going to get punished because of this. I don't ask, I just punish. Which doesn't happen very often, because how often are you 100% sure?
Yeah.
If I'm not sure, I'm not going to ask. What I will say is, the next time this happens, this is the punishment. No questions asked, so you better make sure it doesn't happen again.
Right.
And it becomes a much more straightforward kind of way, because it doesn't depend on my naivete, on my willingness to be, you know, to be conned.
Right.
But it also gets that person out of the habit. And look, if you're a kid, conning a grown-up is really fun. I mean, you get a twofer. You not only didn't have to take the bath, you got Gigi to believe that you did. I mean, how much fun is that? So stop. You have to stop doing your part. Explain to him you're going to stop doing it. Explain to him how important it is to you and him that you can trust each other.
Right.
And that you can even keep each other's secrets if you need to. There's sooner or later going to be a secret you can't keep, and so you're going to need to set that up as well. But he needs to know that there's some place that he can go to be honest.
Yes.
And work it out. And then you can be his consultant to the fact that he feels that, you know, everybody gets more attention than he does, that he's always held responsible, that, you know, that he has, you know, that, and he'll complain to you about his terrible lot in life, and you can help him get a perspective on that, but not the way you're doing it. Okay?
Sounds great. Oh, thank you so much. This is great. Now I know why people call you so often. you are terrific, and I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Kathy. All right, 855. Aiden's going to love me, too. 855-99, Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is right here. All right, so we were talking about the fact that Shane and I sort of decided, and this has become part of his job description, I guess, to have a good news story every day. Then, and although he promised me he'd never use the word adorable, that word has come, I swear, to every picture of a kitten or a baby says adorable in it. Talk about an overused word.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
All right. So, But to put up a good news story, I said, well, the one about the puppy dog at the airport we'd already done, but that's because he's on vacation.
Darn it.
So that was okay. Yeah, it was. I mean, he loves dog stories. But so tell everybody about the story. I think, was it yesterday that you put it up, or
no,
day before?
It's been, I think it was even last week that we put this one up. Let's see, what's the date on here? September 30th. So, yeah, it's been at least two weeks. 2 weeks,
yeah.
We posted a story about a New York stylist that was giving homeless people free haircuts. And got a good response on there. And I was just absolutely, I had a smile as wide as can be today, because there's a conversation going on there that just started up today between, it looks like one of them at least is a barber. Marquise, Michael, and Johnny have been talking back and forth about doing this exact same kind of thing. So and I'm so proud of these guys. This is so cool. They're going back and forth saying, you know, hey, this is the kind of thing I want to talk to my boss and see if we can do. And
yeah, as many of you know, was on the Mayor's Commission Against Domestic Violence, and we got stylists, makeup, hair, clothing, cosmetics, specifically with respect to domestic violence, but also homeless shelters, that of just people feeling a little bit better about themselves.
Yep.
And I think it's true for both men and women. There's a very active program going on in the city at this moment about making sure that homeless people have a place to shower.
Sure.
With the idea being that it not only makes them feel better, but makes them much more an acceptable member of society.
Well,
and it's an issue. I mean, if you don't have a place to wash, I mean, that's an issue. So there really is a concerted effort, which I think is very, you know, is very sort of humanistic. I mean, that's, I'm one of those people, you know, without hot water is my life, right? I mean, without people, let's go camping. Fine, as long as there's hot water nearby. I'm a hot water girl. But it really makes a huge difference.
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I've thought many times, you know, you always hear the people that are like, you know, just go get a job or whatever to a homeless person. The thing is, I mean, you think about it, if you have no place to stay, no place to shower and clean up, it makes it pretty hard to go get a job. You know, nobody's going to hire you if your hair is long and scraggly
if
you're dirty.
Right. Well, and there's, again, a concerted effort that the Times Square project actually has done it, and there's one down here as well, where they basically... They gave guys, homeless guys, I don't think it covered women for a very long time, and may still not. They gave them a jumpsuit and a room in a shelter so they could get a job. And so then they had a job,
nice,
and they had an address,
right?
Because sometimes you can't get a job without an address as well.
Yep.
So the idea is to find simple solutions that don't really require it. I've actually figured out, I think, something to do finally with my foundation. Should I tell about that?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, yeah, let me tell you. I've had a foundation where I put 25% before tax income into it for years. So there's a fair amount of money in there. And the original idea was to have sex education in the schools, which is just pointless. I mean, I've been banging my head against that wall, and I did it for like 20 years, and it's just not going to work. So I finally gave that up. And then the idea was to educate people, and one, because I was working in domestic violence, to educate men about the symptoms of domestic violence and how to deal with it. But that's, you know, I'm a woman, so it's a hard group to access being a woman. I can act as a consultant to people,
sure,
but they're not really going to accept it for me. So, and at one point I ran an AIDS camp, and one of the major broadcasters said that they would give me $35 million to build a camp, which was very flattering, except that's not what I know how to do. And I'm very well aware of my own limitations, and it's not only what I know how to do, but it's nothing that I wanted to do. I mean, I'm perfectly willing to, you know, to run the camp, but not on an ongoing basis, and, you know, my managerial skills leave a lot to be desired. So then I figured out a program with a group in Pennsylvania to get kids their high school diploma, not a GED, but a high school diploma.
Ah, okay.
And that turns out to be very complicated, because I've only put one kid through it, which was a huge success story, but it's only one kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't want, I've never put a cent of anybody else's money into the foundation, because I figure, I don't want to go to Leavenworth, but I also, you know, I want to be very clear about what the goal is. And I finally figured it out, actually, with my daughter's help over the last weekend, which is to probably in Louisiana, since that's where I was born, and it's got one of the poorest populations and least educated populations, is to work out something with a junior college where they'll do the recruiting and I'll pay for that. Somebody will have to do like maybe a 100-word essay or something, and I'll pay for their way through junior college, so they're educated.
Oh, wow.
So I don't have to worry about high school, that they get through high school, but they can't afford college.
Yeah.
And I'll get them through the first 2 years of college.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and well, for me, it's not only it's very straightforward. I truly believe that education is the way out for everybody, and it doesn't require a huge superstructure. So, because I don't want to spend a lot of money hiring a director, which is going to take most of the funds.
Yeah.
But this one is very straightforward. It just pays for kids junior college, and they can go on to college. They can pay it back at some point if they're able to, so it replenishes the fund. But I was thinking, because I would do it in New York, except New York has a fairly good superstructure to do
sure.
that kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yep.
And Louisiana doesn't. So that's my latest greatest. So
I love it.
Starting, yeah. And so all you need to do is to be able to, and community colleges to a certain extent allow everybody in. And you'll have to maintain a certain grade point average to be able to continue it. But it just seemed to me straightforward, accomplish the aims. I don't have to have a huge structure in place. And the college itself can help me sort of do the recruitment for it. So that's my latest greatest idea.
That's wonderful,
that cool?
Joy.
Straightforward?
Yeah,
yeah.
I love it.
I do too. I was really pleased with it because it's like, you know, it's like a lot of things that simple and easy are not the same. But this one seems to me simple and doable and feasible and very efficient.
Can actually get the results that you're looking for.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So there. So that's my. So you guys are the very first to hear about it.
Woohoo!
Woo! So the name of the foundation has always been Dr. Joy to the World. So this will be Dr. Joy to the World scholarships and get you through 2 years of community college, and then maybe if you want to go on farther than that, we can sort of see that as well. But presumably that at least it gets you, the system is already in place, the mechanism is in place, the recruitment is in place, the structure is in place, and that's so I don't have to reinvent a wheel. So that's I have a friend who was high up in the government in New Orleans, so I need to. She's going to be back at the end of the month. See if I talk with her, but if not, I'll do it on my own. So there. Alrighty, 855-99. You guys can start contributing to it if you want to, or not. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.